Previously with Martin Bester.
I saw that story about Lionel Richie and his new bae, his new girlfriend, got people talking. He's 71, she's in her 30s. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, you know what? Hold the phone. Here in South Africa, that gets you talking. There's a couple that has an even bigger age gap, because that's the big talking point, right? The fact that he's 71, she's in her 30s. On the line, our guests this morning is Terzel and Wilson Rasmus Williams. Good morning, Terzel. How are you? Wilson, hi.
Hi. Hoe gaan dit, Nathan?
Lekker, dankie, en jy?
Ach, lekker. Wilson?
Dit gaan goed met my.
Lekker, dankie, julle. Hoe lyk die Kaap volgend?
Ach, the sun is beautiful, Martin. There's a little breeze. We live near the beach, so we can't complain.
It's like Kryptonians sound like, especially when they're in love. You know, I must tell you, you know, straight off the bat, I'm a firm believer, love is love. I'm the least prejudiced person when it comes to couples and love and all that kind of thing. But I mean, even this time round, when I heard about your age gap, I sat up and I was like, wow, this is extraordinary. This is really, it turns out, and unfortunately that's, and I'm sorry that that's all people talk about all the time. It's just the age gap. Do they ever ask you anything else about yourselves?
No. They never ask us anything else.
Okay, but I will in a moment.
How does it work?
Yeah, no, I will in a moment, but just quickly about that. So how old are you now, Terzel, if I may ask?
I'm 29.
You're 29, and Wilson, you're a young, was it?
I'm 80. Almost 81.
Almost 81. How did you meet?
You can answer that one.
Yeah. We met on a Friday evening at a function of the newspaper where Terzel was a journalist in August 2016. Mm. She was sitting alone, and I was sitting alone at that function at a table. And I said to myself, she's now alone and I'm alone. Why can't I get up here and walk over to her and ask whether I could join her? And I stood up there, walked to her and asked her just that question. And she said, you're welcome. And I sat down with her, and that is how we started. And I always say, I actually walked into her life.
That's amazing. You know what, Terzel? All the other guys there, they didn't do that. Wilson was the man. He was the guy who came over. Was that manners enough? And what were your first thoughts, Terzel?
We sort of did speak to each other before we came over earlier. We just had a little bit of a exchange, like a 2-minute exchange. And I remember sort of seeing him from the corner of my eye, and I thought to myself, oh, who's that guy? And then I just said, okay, you know, whatever he wants, I will just try and be friendly. I don't want to now be rude or anything. Mm. And he was such a gentleman, and I couldn't say no. And when he came to sit by me, he was such a you could just feel his energy was just kind and caring, and it was just a pleasure to be around him, and I enjoyed his company a lot. We just spoke that entire night until 4 in the morning. I felt like I'd known him almost my whole life, which was very short.
So you just clicked, eh? And he made you feel good. I often say love is not just about how you feel about someone, it's how that someone makes you feel about yourself.
Oh, yes, definitely. And like, he makes me feel safe, and I can't, you can't replace that, you know. If someone makes you feel safe and comfortable and like yourself, and, you know, there's nothing that you can replace that with, yeah.
Sounds like an old charmer, this Wilson, hey?
Like he is quite. He's a little bit of a diva, undercover diva charmer guy. He doesn't... He's really modest.
He's earned it. Listen, but I mean, obviously, I mean, you know, did the age gap, it must have played on your mind when he walked over. I mean, what went through your mind there? Did you have your reservations?
Look, at that point, I'd already dated men more or less, you know, 25 years my senior at that time. So, but he actually lied about his age. when he, I asked him how old he is. He made himself about 13 years younger. So he told me 63.
Okay.
And I thought to myself, he looks good for 63. I actually thought he was in his 50s. And then about 2 weeks or so after we started dating, I kept telling him, there's something you're hiding from me, because I'm very good like that. Like, my intuition is like insane. And and then he phoned me one evening. He's like, there's just something I have to tell you. And I was like, oh God, you're married, please. Let me. And he was like, no, nothing like that, you know. And then he's like, no, he lied about his age. He's actually 76. And then I was like, oh, that's not such a big lie.
So how long have you been together?
We will be 5 years this year, August. And we married 3 years now, 3.5 years now.
Well, that's amazing. I'm looking at your picture, by the way, Wilson. I'm sure many people have told you that. You look fantastic for 80.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Many people say that to me.
You must tell you that. What did Kevin tell you? His nephew, his niece's husband, always told him he looks too young for his own good. And that, what's that story?
I think he was congratulating me 1 year. And in what he said was, in Afrikaans, en jy hou daai lesie van jou net so jonk, né?
Ek sien nou dan. What's the secret? How do you still keep so young and charming, Wilson?
I just... look after my health. I eat right and I drink right, no smoking, no alcohol, and I keep myself busy in the house, outside of the house, and all of those things keep you well.
That's well, and obviously.
That is why.
That's amazing.
Your health is very, very important.
Oh,
and he's good at resting when his body tells him he must rest. That's something he's always telling me. Because he's like, you're just too busy. And he's taught me that, you know, a good afternoon nap isn't a bad thing.
No, when you work in morning radio, Wilson, it's the same thing. Tersel, tell me, how do you react? Because, I mean, you must be sick and tired now of people making a big deal of this. How do you react to the haters? People that have, you know, ulterior questions and things to ask.
We laugh, young, and I have the what's the Afrikaans word, die neiging om veral op sosiale media om vir die mense te sê, weet jy, is jou besigheid om die goeders te vra nie. It's actually got nothing to do with you, and sometimes I feel like being sarcastic or whatever, but you know what, the best thing is to just ignore and just forget, because otherwise you have 100 people commenting the most beautiful things, and then you forget those, and then you have the one naysayer. So, and then your day is spoiled. So, you know, it's just about ignoring and just enjoying our love, because
getting
I'm
on with it,
and getting on with your life. Yeah.
Kan ek net gou dit sê voor ek dit vergeet? Ek was sommer daar na a Bulls game too.
Rolbal.
Ek en sy stap toe saam oor na die saal toe. Ja. Toe was ons nog nie getrouwd nie. En iemand loop voorbij ons en die ene het, ek sal sê, hard gedink. Maar ek hoor hom toe. En hy vraag, dit is nou eindelijk hoe hy nou toe met haar praat. Sy weet nie eens af aan. Wie is dit wat met jou is? Is dit jou pa of is dit jou opa? En ek het nou net vir myself gesê, luister, dit het niks met jou te doen nie, dit is nie jou bezigheid.
Nee. So jy is nou al 5 jaar saam getrouwd. Wat is die planne? Hoe lyk die toekomstplanne? What's next?
What's next is that I'm planning to finish my law degree and graduate and start my career. And but for us as a couple, we're planning to write a book. about our lives, because this whole month we've been inundated with interviews and things, and clearly there's an interest with the 51 number. So we're going to put every pen to paper and write everything down and see if that solves.
By the way, here on our Instagram post, we posted that you're on the show this morning. If you're just tuning in, it's Terzel and Wilson. Wilson's 80 and Terzel's 29. That's why we're talking about a lot of people, you know, it's got a lot of people's attention. Sia Haila here says, wow, it means I don't have to feel so bad for 40 years in the difference.
I saw that.
So I see a lot of people coming forward saying, you know, age is just a number and the age gap doesn't matter and stuff like that. Well, listen, I wanted to ask you, what is the biggest misperception that people ask about?
That I'm a gold digger and that I change his diapers because he's so old.
Jeez.
And
so disrespectful.
That he's got a lot of money, which is so not true.
And then she jumps. She's like, it's not true.
It's not true. That's amazing. So you see in him the charm, the comfort, the security, and he just sounds like such a gentle man.
He's just so gentle. It's lovely.
What happened for Valentine's Day? What did you do?
We actually didn't do anything. We're not that kind of couple. We're not the very, it's Valentine's Day, let's do something, you know, kind of thing. For us, every day is sort of,
every day is Valentine's Day.
Most Wilson. well, listen, you're not a regular couple and you own it. And I love that about the two of you. You are just beyond gorgeous. I absolutely love it. Thanks for catching up with us. Whenever we're in Cape Town, you must come and say how's it to us. Whenever we broadcast in Cape Town, lovely to meet you, Terzel and Wilson. All the best. Look after each other. And I'm so glad that you found each other.
Yes,
thank you.
And I just want to say, if people want to follow us, they can follow us on Instagram at AgeGapDiaries. And we also have a Facebook page. We don't post as often as we should, but we have at least something.
We'll follow you there.
Good meeting.
Yeah.
Thanks for your inspiring story. Cheers. Cheers, Terzel. Cheers, Wilson. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. You give me freedom, Martin's a fantastic guy. He's always coming up with good shows and good content. So full of energy. Absolutely love the guy. Breakfast with Martin Bester.